Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Money, member by Avram Goldar, and today Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Dalet, the fourth parak, Echad Dinei Mamonos. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Beis Amin Alef taught that in Dinei Nefashos, one who argued for the defendant's conviction can later argue for acquittal, but one who argued for his acquittal cannot change to argue for conviction. Rav says that this only applies b'shas masu matan, during the time of the judge's deliberations. He must attempt to defend his original position to find him innocent. Aval b'shas gmar din, but at the time of voting on the verdict, melamed zchus chozer melamed chova, even one who argued for acquittal may revert and argue for conviction and vote according to his final opinion. Rav's ruling is challenged by Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's statement that if one of the Talmidim who sat before the Dayanim argued for acquittal and died, we view him as if he's alive and maintaining his position and count his vote for acquittal. But according to Rav, perhaps the student would have changed his mind for conviction at the verdict. The Gemara answers that he did not actually change his mind before dying, and we need not be concerned that he would have done so. Point number two, Rav's ruling is challenged from a Mishnah, which teaches that two scribes record each judge's position and reason for arguing for conviction or acquittal. Now, recording a judge's reason for conviction is understandable because if he proposes a different reason for conviction the next day, we would require waiting overnight before ruling since it's a new position. But why do we record the position and reason of a judge arguing for acquittal? Apparently, it's to prevent him from changing his mind to vote for conviction, which Rav holds he may do. The Gemara answers that his reasoning is recorded kedeshul yomru shnayim tam echad mishnei mikros, so that two judges do not say one reason based on two different psukim, because Rabbi Yochanan ruled about such a case, ein monin lehen el echad, we only count them as one vote, because one of them must be mistaken. Abai explains that the pasuk achas diber elokim shnayim zo shamati, one thing Hashem has spoken, but these two I have heard, teaches mikra echad yotzi l'kama tamim, one pasuk can impart many teachings, ve'ein tam echad yotzi m'kama mikros, but one teaching cannot be imparted from many psukim. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph taught, Dina Mamonos Dani B'Yom Megomrin B'Laila, monetary cases are tried by day and may be concluded at night. This is derived from Rav's resolution to an apparent contradiction in Psukim. One pasuk says, "Vashavtu za'am b'chol eis," they shall judge the people at any time, including night. And another says, "Vayah b'yom hanechilos banov," and it shall be on the day that he bequeaths his son, which implies judgments must take place by day. Rava explained, "Yom utchilas din," day is required for the beginning of the case, whereas "Laila ugmar din," night is allowed for the conclusion of the case. This Mishnah disagrees with the Primer, who says there's a hekesh between rivim, monetary disputes, and nagaim, tsuras afflictions, teaching. Man nagaim b'yom, just as tsuras must be examined by day, af rivim b'yom, so too disputes are judged by day. He also disqualifies a blind judge from this hekesh. Din nefashos are tried and concluded only by day, based on the pasuk "Bahoka asam l'Hashem neged Hashemesh," and hang them before Hashem against the sun. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph taught that in din nefashos, one who argued for the defendant's conviction can later argue for acquittal, but one who argued for his acquittal cannot change to argue for conviction. Rav says that this only applies b'shas masu matan, during the time of the judge's deliberations. He must attempt to defend his original position to find him innocent. Aval b'shas gmar din, but at the time of voting on the verdict, melamed zchus chozer melamed chova, even one who argued for acquittal may revert and argue for conviction and vote according to his final opinion. Rav's ruling is challenged by Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's statement that if one of the Talmidim who sat before the Dayanim argued for acquittal and died, we view him as if he's alive and maintaining his position and count his vote for acquittal. But according to Rav, perhaps the student would have changed his mind for conviction at the verdict. The Gemara answers that he did not actually change his mind before dying, and we need not be concerned that he would have done so. Point number two, Rav's ruling is challenged from a Mishnah, which teaches that two scribes record each judge's position and reason for arguing for conviction or acquittal. Now, recording a judge's reason for conviction is understandable because if he proposes a different reason for conviction the next day, we would require waiting overnight before ruling since it's a new position. But why do we record the position and reason of a judge arguing for acquittal? Apparently, it's to prevent him from changing his mind to vote for conviction, which Rav holds he may do. The Gemara answers that his reasoning is recorded, so that two judges do not say one reason based on two different psukim, because Rabbi Yochanan ruled about such a case, we only count them as one vote, because one of them must be mistaken. Abai explains that the pasuk Achas Diber Elokim, Shtaim Zo Shamati, one thing Hashem has spoken, but these two I have heard, teaches Mikra Echad Yotzi L'Kama Tamim, one pasuk can impart many teachings, Ve'en Tam Echad Yotzi M'Kama Mikros, but one teaching cannot be imparted from many psukim. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph taught, Dina Mamonas Danim B'Yom Megomrim V'Laila, monetary cases are tried by day and may be concluded at night. This is derived from Rava's resolution to an apparent contradiction in Psukim. One pasuk says, "Veshavtu ha'am b'chol eis," they shall judge the people at any time, including night. And another says, "Vayah b'yom hanechilos banav," and it shall be on the day that he bequeaths his son, which implies judgments must take place by day. Rava explained, "Yom l'tchilas din," day is required for the beginning of the case, whereas "Laila l'gmar din," night is allowed for the conclusion of the case. This Mishnah disagrees with the Primer, who says there's a hekesh between rivim, monetary disputes, and nagaim, tsuras afflictions, teaching. Man nagaim b'yom, just as tsuras must be examined by day, af rivim b'yom, so too disputes are judged by day. He also disqualifies a blind judge from this hekesh. Din nefashos are tried and concluded only by day, based on the pasuk "B'hoka asam l'Hashem neged Hashemesh," and hang them before Hashem against the sun. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Daled, and our standard siman is a ladder. So here goes. The judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gmar Din found two scribes on two ladders writing the judge's opinions to prevent one reason from two psukim, and heard them all being told to hurry because, unlike a monetary case, Din and Nefashos must be finalized by day. Once again, some motion. The judge who was climbing a ladder, That must be more Daf Lamed Daled. The judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gemar Din, which reminds us, one who is Melamed Zchus can revert to be Melamed Chove at the Gemar Din. So the judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gemar Din found two scribes on two ladders writing the judge's opinions to prevent one reason from two psukim, which reminds us, two judges who give the same reason based on different psukim are counted as one. Abai explains that the pasuk Achas Dibre Elokim Shtaim Zo Shamati, one thing Hashem has spoken, but these two I have heard, teaches Mikra Echad Yotzi L'Kama Tamim, one pasuk can impart many teachings, Ve'en Tam Echad Yotzi M'Kama Mikros, but one teaching cannot be imparted from many psukim. So the judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gemar Din found two scribes on two ladders writing the judge's opinions to prevent one reason from two psukim, and heard them all being told to hurry because, unlike a monetary case, Din and Nefashos must be finalized by day, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas, if Din and Mamonos must be concluded at night, Din and Nefashos are tried and concluded only by day, based on the pasuk V'hoka Asam L'Hashem neged Hashemesh, and hang them before Hashem against the sun. So once again, the judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gemar Din found two scribes on two ladders writing the judge's opinions to prevent one reason from two psukim, and heard them all being told to hurry because, unlike a monetary case, Din and Nefashos must be finalized by day. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Lamed. So the Simmer Daf Lamed is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Rebbe, that must be more Daf Lamed, Malamed. The Rebbe teaching his Talmidim Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas how the verdict is written regarding naming the opinions. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds the only right Zakai to avoid violating Lo Seilech Rachil, to not be a gossip monger. Reish Lakish holds this would be Mexican Shikra, appear like a lie by implying the verdict was unanimous, so they must write each judge's opinion. Belazer takes both concerns into account, so they write through their words, Pony was not found liable. So the Rebbe teaching his Talmidim Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilas, had two boys act as Adim who didn't witness alone together, which reminds us it was taught in a Braisa, Olam ein edus mitzterefes ad shiyu shnei ke'echot. Witnesses' testimony can never be combined unless they both see the event together, but not if they testified about different loans. Rabbi Shul ben Karcha argues afil bezeh chazeh, even if they witness separate events one after the other, their testimony is combined. The Gemara first explains the machlokas based on logic that the Tanakhama holds the mana about which this witness testifies, the other witness does not testify, and vice versa, so they cannot be combined. Rabbi Shuban Karko holds they are both testifying about a general mana of debt and can be combined. Alternatively, they argue about a pasuk. So the Rebbe teaching his Talmid of Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilas, had two boys act as Edim who didn't witness alone together, and then planned on having two boys testify on the same event one day after the other, which reminds us, the Braisa continues, Vein Edusim Miskayemus Bebesin Ad She'yairu Shnein Ke'elchod. Their testimony cannot be accepted unless they testify together. Rabbi Nassan argues that we listen to the words of this aid today, and then when the other aid comes tomorrow, we listen to his words and combine their separate testimonies. One explanation of the Melchokas is that both Tanaim hold, like the Rabbanim before, that only witnesses to the same event can be combined. They argue if Makshim Hagadol Ra'iyah, we compare testifying to witnessing, which would require them to testify together, just as they must witness the event together. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge for the Siman. So here goes. The judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge who accepted the aidus of two witnesses, one saying the loan was black coins and one saying white, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Rav Yehuda said that if aidim contradict each other during questioning, the testimony is still valid for dinim amonos. Rava said this is reasonable where the witnesses disagreed if the loan money was in a black or white purse, which is a peripheral detail, but if the contradiction was about a central detail, meaning whether he lent a black mana, meaning old coins, or white mana, new coins, their aedus is incompatible. The Nardin say, Afil echod omer mana shachor, v'echod omer mana lavan. Even one says the lomani was a black mana, and one says it was a white mana, mitstarfim. They can be combined. So the judge who accepted the aedus of two witnesses, one saying the loan was black coins and one saying white, refused to allow the litigant to present his evidence after the deadline, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol zman shemei b'raya, so serves a din. Whenever one brings evidence to prove his claim, he can overturn the ruling. If Beis Din gave the litigant 30 days to produce any evidence which he has, and he brings it in after 30 days, the Tanakhama holds a proof is not accepted. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, what should this person do? We couldn't find the evidence during the 30 days, and he found it after the 30 days. Rather, the proof is accepted. So the judge who accepted the aedus of two witnesses, one saying the loan was black coins and one saying white, refused to allow the litigant to present his evidence after the deadline. And even though the other litigant wanted to go to the place of Vad for judgment, he forced them to stay local and be judged there, which reminds us. Rabbi Yochanan said, Atokev is a chavero bedin. If one litigant is being difficult with his fellow litigant in court and wants the case to be judged locally, and his counterpart says, Neilach l'makom avad, let us go to the place of assembly, al talmid chachamim, to judge the case, hoping he would be embarrassed, be difficult in their presence, we force him to travel there. Rabbi Elazar asks, Rebbe, if someone is owed a mana, should he spend a mana on traveling expenses to collect the mana? Rather, kofin osov v'dam b'iro, we force the other party to litigate the case in his own city. Rav Safa ruled the same way and added that if something needs to be asked of the superior basin, they send the question to them. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we discuss whether a mumer who eats nevela hachis is disqualified from giving edus? That's on daf? Daf lamed beis. So the symbol for daf lamed beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientist in the lab. Lab? That must be more on daf. Lamed Beis. The scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the basin of three, Shulatino Delos, Bifnei Lovin, which reminds us, Drishva Chakira were rabbinically waived for monetary cases, Shulatino Delos, Bifnei Lovin, in order not to close the door before borrowers. So, the scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the basin of three, Shulatino Delos, Bifnei Lovin, installed a new Tzedek Tirdo feature with a simulation of two ships in a narrow canal, which reminds us, Rav Ashi explains that the double lashon of Tzedek Tirdo teaches to equally pursue din, justice, and pshar, compromise. This is illustrated by a brice about two ships or camels which meet in a narrow passage, which gives guidelines for determining which makes way for the other. So the scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the basin of three, Shulatino Delos, Bifnei Lovin, installed a new Tzedek Tirdo feature with a simulation of two ships in a narrow canal, and a posting L'schus reminder for Din Nefashos cases to tell the defendant, if you didn't commit the murder, do not be afraid. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that although Dinim Amonos are opened, Bein L'schus, Bein L'chova, either for exemption or for liability, Din Nefashos are open L'schus for acquittal. The Gemara asks what we say to open for acquittal. Many answers are given. Abai and Rava say we tell the defendant, if you didn't kill someone, do not be afraid. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Siman Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. When the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate, that must be more Daf Plummer Gimmel. When the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, which reminds us, Gamora discusses reversing a ruling in Dine Mamono's cases. Rav Nachman says, one can in a case where the judge is gadol men b'chochem u'b'minyan, greater than the first in wisdom and number. Rav Sheshe says that it's reversed if the judge was Tabadvar Mishnah, but not if it was a mistake in Shikla Das. So when the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, and the peg-leg judge responded that it's too late because he already took the money from one litigant and handed it to the other, which reminds us, Rav Chisda answered that the Mishnah Bechoros, where the decision cannot be reversed, is Shenatov Anasim B'yad, where the judge took the payment from one party and gave it by hand to the other party. A verdict executed by the judge, albeit erroneous, cannot be reversed. So when the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, and the peg-leg judge responded that it's too late because he already took the money from one litigant and handed it to the other, they both were almost knocked down over by a pirate running to present a schus for the man about to walk the plank, which reminds us, a braisa sources the Mishnah's ruling that if one was convicted for the death penalty, and someone said, Yesh li lamed alav schus, I have what to argue in favor of his acquittal, we return to Beis Din to hear the argument, because the pasuk says, Naki al taharog, do not kill an innocent person, meaning one who was initially convicted. However, if one was acquitted and someone said, I have an argument to convict him, we do not return to hear the argument because the pasuk says, Tzadik al taharog, do not kill a righteous person, meaning someone initially found righteous. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you want different pshatim for the double lashon of tzedek, tzedek, tirdof? That's on daf. Lamed Beis. Good. Number two, which stuff do you want when an admission to a debt can be written in a shtar? That's on daf. Chaf Tes. Good. Number three, which stuff do you want two dayanim who give the same reason based on different psukim are counted as one? That's on daf. Lamadalad. Number four. Which stuff do you learn a man is not permitted to testify about his arusa? That's on daf. Chavches. Good. Number five. Which stuff to avi malchukas? How the verdict is written regarding naming the opinions of the dayanim? That's on daf. Lamed. Good. Number six. Which stuff do you learn one who was malamed tzchus can revert to be malamed chove at the gemar din? That's on daf. Ramadal. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do you want din nefashos are only retracted l'schus, not l'chova? That's on daf. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do you want drisha v'chakir were rabbinically waived for din mamonos cases? Sholotino delas bifnei lovin. That's on daf. Lamed Beis. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is regarding bringing evidence after a deadline or after admitting one has no evidence? That's on daf. Amidav. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we have in Malchok? Because if Dini Mamona's cases may be concluded at night, but Dini Nefashos, we know, must be concluded by day. That's on Dav. Lamedalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.